You are now listening to the Hustle Bone Podcast. This is the place for hustlers, where we talk about getting it done and tell the stories of those that are making it happen. So tune in to a brand new episode starting now.
All right, y'all, we're back. It's yours truly, Daniel Snead. Welcome back to the Hustle Bone Podcast. Yeah, we was going for a little bit, but we're back. So just, you know, chillax. I'm super excited. We have a very special guest here today in studio. Y'all like that? In studio? So this is actually going to be the vibes from now on the Hustle Bone. Like, we leveled up. We was going for a little bit, but we came back leveled up. So I think you're allowed to do that. Like, if you leave and go away, you can come back leveled up. So, but yeah, got a really awesome guest here today. But if you haven't already, please follow us on Instagram at the Hustle Bone. Follow us on TikTok at the Hustle Bone. And you can watch these full videos on YouTube as well as get bonus footage. And then also you could listen wherever podcasts are available. And actually, you know what? I'm not going to practice. We on. Let's go. So, all right. We're here in studio today. I'm really excited for our guest. I have known this young lady literally since I was in like the third grade. Like, real talk. Like, I've known her for years. We grew up going to the same church. We went to high school together. And she is just doing some phenomenal things. And I'm super excited for her to tell her story today and really just the journey of her hustle. So please help me welcome to the show, entrepreneur, business owner, hair lady extraordinaire, the Miss Tiffany Divine. Welcome to the show.
Welcome. Thank you. Thank you for having me. Young lady, I'm older than you.
I mean, by like a day, like a week.
I'm older.
But I'm young.
By a month.
I'm young. So can we just be young together?
Yeah, we can be young together.
I mean, if I can call you old, if that's what you want.
No.
I'm okay, young. All right. I'm about to say, if you want to be old, we can do that. But all right, real quick, this is her first ever podcast. So, boop, got your podcast. I don't want to say virginity, but that's like really crass. Can I say that? I'm about to get canceled already. I just got back. I'm getting canceled. But yeah, so this is our very first podcast. So just have fun. We really going to get to it. All right. So Okay. Here's what I want. So you're in here. You've been in here for a while now. Mm-hmm. And I remember in high school, you were going, because they had the program where you leave school and you go get like, you know, different like trades and cosmetology training. Mm-hmm. So talk to me about that.
So the program is called WAMOCO, and you start that in your junior year and it goes until your senior year, and you have time away from school. It's about half the day I was there, and it was nice because it broke up the day from being around the teachers and my peers. Right. So I used to
be jealous low-key. Cause like I knew y'all would get on the bus and go somewhere, and I'm like, yo, that's at least right. Like a 20-minute nap.
Right. So it was fun to be able to, you know, meet other people from the different schools in the surrounding areas and learn a new trade. So it wasn't my idea to go. You know, I wasn't what they call college material. So my counselor said that I wouldn't be successful in college. So She signed me up for that. So
how did you feel about her saying that?
I was annoyed, but I was like, you know what? She's probably right.
Okay.
So fair. I was like, well, I get a half a day from school and mm-hmm. then I get a trade when I graduate. So how bad could it be?
Right.
So
they should have said that to me. I was in that building all day.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun.
That's what's up. So talk to me about that program. Like, so, you know, you were in the hair program mm-hmm. or cosmetology.
Cosmetology.
So what did that look like?
So my junior year, I think I went in the morning. No, evening. So PM. So I would do all of my classes all day, and then we would get bused to WAMOCO.
Nap time.
Right, where we got our kits, we got our books, and it was not fun like I thought it was gonna be.
Really?
No, it was like a book like this thick, and we had to learn chemistry, we had to learn anatomy. It's a lot that goes into it, just instead of just playing with hair all day, like how they offer right. it to
you as a kid. You thought you was just gonna be on the dummy?
Yeah, I thought I was gonna be playing with hair all day. And right, I'm like, I gotta take tests and I gotta pass, and we had to write papers and all of that. So really and truly what that did is it just got me prepared for where I am now and being disciplined and doing research and my mm-hmm. due diligence instead of just going off the whim and being talented in hair, but it got me ready for the business side.
Gotcha. So, all right, so you do that in high school. What happens when you leave high school? What's your next step?
So I didn't want to go to college, but I went to college to get away from my parents. Because I was like, I can't stay here. Like,
oh, no.
I need to be grown. So I went to college. I went to college and I was messing up. I wasn't there to study. I wasn't there to get an education. I was literally there to party.
It was
and
about that life.
Yeah, like it was lit. I didn't have no curfew, nothing. So that's what I did. FOCC.
Okay, all right.
So I did a full year. Then I'm getting ready to go back in the fall. And they send a letter that saying that I was academically dismissed.
No.
So my dad was pissed. He was upset. Because it's like, we spent all this money. We put all of this invested into you. And then you go to school and do this. So you need to figure, you're not going to school. Yeah. And you need to figure out what you're going to do. So I'm like, I have my hours.
Your
let me
dad,
go and
low
take
key,
my
he
test.
Looks scary too. I've only seen him like a few times. But
he is scary.
He probably jacked you up like a couple times.
Yeah, because I wasn't listening. I was messing up for a long time. So I had hair to fall back on. So that's what I did.
Gotcha. So, all right. So you got dismissed from college. I like how they put that. We're dismissing you. like it's over.
Like it's an option. Like you could come back. You can't come back. But
Right. So, all right. You dismissed from school. And then like, did you immediately go into a salon? Like, did you have licenses already? Like, how did you go from there to
working in hair? I had to take my test. And by then, they changed it completely. So I was out of school. I had to figure this out on my own. And I was just out here like, okay, I can get a job doing something that I'm not trained in. So I had to get licensed. I had to take both written and my practical test, which is your hands-on test.
Okay.
And then I went and applied to rent a chair, but I didn't have any clients. So,
Ooh. And then, so you had to pay this rent, but you didn't have no people.
No. So actually the owner, he was like, you know what? I know you just got out of school and you don't have any clients. So I would do a split with you. It was a 60-40 split.
Okay.
So that's how we did it. But I still had no clients. So
right.
What is there to split?
Right. Were you one of the people just in there just sitting in your chair all day?
I was sitting there all day. I was sitting there all day. And the salon that I worked in was next to a dog groomer's bar in Pizza Hut. So I would go and talk to people, hand out my cards, go walk to Burger King, hand out my cards. And people looking at me like, no, I don't want you to do my hair. And then the people that would come in, because I wasn't experienced, I would mess them up. Like,
no.
I was messing people up.
No, you ain't make nobody go bald, did you?
One.
No. You burned her scalp with the perm?
It was the relaxer.
Yo. She was lethal with the perm.
She was no hair in the back.
Yo. Just thinking is the nursery of bald headed Scotty Wag. Ain't got no, you did that to her.
I did.
Dang, and she probably got roasted for that too.
You couldn't see it. The hair was long over it.
Somebody roasted her for it. Somebody roasted her for that. That's crazy.
I was 19. I was young. I was inexperienced. And I would let the client take over the appointment. So if they wanted me to do something I knew better, I would just let them just run the appointment. And that's not good.
So how do you come back from that? Like,
so this was before really social media and you go on and blast people.
Ooh,
so
yeah,
it just flew under the radar. Okay. So
I hope she's not watching. She's like, oh, I got you now.
But she called me and she said, you know, Tiffany, I'm not coming back, but I wanted to let you know that you took my hair out and I just wanted to pray for you. She was from church. I wanted to pray for you. And, you know, I really hope that you basically get better. So she let me know and I just took it on the chin and just, I kept doing hair until I got better.
Like, was it hard, like, that next day to go back in, like, in the back of your mind, were you thinking about that?
No, because I'm like, it's either this or it's nothing. So I was just like, well, we're going to try again tomorrow.
That's gangster. I've been thinking about it, like, I messed that lady up.
I thought about it for, like, a couple of hours and I forgot about it.
That's crazy. Sheesh. All right, so it's interesting, too. So one of the things that I do, right, with my course is I teach people, like, sales and like, really how to build clientele. So, like, for you, like, what did you do to start to get a rhythm in terms of adding new clientele?
I would say back then it was word of mouth. We didn't really have social media like that. So mm-hmm. it was pretty much word of mouth, making sure that I always looked nice. So when I went out, people would ask me, you know, who did your hair? And we would just have a conversation.
It's me. There. Oh, I'm the problem. That's the TikTok song, right? But yeah, so make sure you look good. Okay. And then what else?
Handing out cards, always making sure that I'm trying to connect with people in some way. And having fellowship at church definitely helped. Mm-hmm. Having my mom always talk about me and my services and what I did definitely helped too.
Right.
And being in the right salon.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
So now, what did you do to start to, you know, shift into like, okay, repeats, right? Because obviously you got to, all right, I'm building, mm-hmm. I'm going out and I'm trying to get people, but then going into that place of, okay, oh snap, you came back.
Yeah.
Like how did it, matter of fact, that's what I want to ask you. How did it feel to get your first repeat customer?
It was my aunt, so does it count?
I mean, she came back. She had hair when she came back?
Yeah. Yeah. So aside from her, I would say it felt good because I'm like, okay, I did something right. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it was, but she liked what I did. You know, she liked my energy. So I realized that adding value to the appointment made people come back. And I realized, you know, with the salon that I was in, they would also give us courses.
Okay.
On the business side, on how to get people to come back and mm-hmm. client retention, which is important because you can't just keep meeting new people, you know, and not having people repeat. So
that's I would say,
yeah, adding value definitely made me stand out because it's like a salon everywhere. There's stylists all over the place.
Right.
So your clients are coming back for you essentially and, and your skill. So you have to be a people person.
Right.
So.
Nah, I hear that. So for you, right? Out of the gate, were you doing, and in school, do they teach you how to do all hair? Or were you focusing on black folk? Were you focusing on just women, just men? Like,
no. So honestly, school is getting you prepared to pass your boards. Okay. Really, that's it.
Gotcha. Then once you're out here, you kind of got to figure out what your space is.
Yeah, you have to figure out if you are going to offer a full service, if you're going to have a niche that you hone in on. So you really have to figure it out on your own and have continued education.
Got it. So you're working in the salon. You burned the one lady's hair off, but then you got better. we kept it moving. We kept it going. You had the Kobe Bryant mindset, right? You ain't think about that missed shot.
Right.
So you're continuing to go. You're building clientele, right? When does there come a shift to like, okay, you know what? I think that I want my own, or I want to kind of be out on my own. Like, describe to me, like, what became the catalyst to make you become an entrepreneur?
So we had to do a business plan. Like, we were opening a salon when I was in school just to take it back there.
Okay.
When I saw the money and what it required, I was like, I don't want to do this. I'm not doing this. I'm going to work for somebody and just do my clients and go home.
Right.
So to fast forward, I didn't get to that point until 5 years ago. The salons I was working in, you know, no shade to anybody, but salons I was working in, the morale wasn't good. I just felt like I never fit in. I would do my clients and go home. Mm-hmm. I never wanted to do any team building or anything like that because I'm like, I don't really like y'all like that.
Oh, no.
So the last salon that I was in, I said, you know what?
What, was it because people were catty? Was it like that kind of, was it drama or was it just like you being antisocial?
No, because I'm a friendly person. So I would say mostly because people were catty. It's a big salon. So if a client didn't like you, she would hop to the next person and then that would start drama. I've worked in corporate salons. Mm-hmm. So that upper management, you know, trickling down to us would cause, you know, friction. So I just said that I would create, and you have to take whoever they send to you. So I wanted to create a safe spot for women to come and get service and not have any of that. Just be a nice chill spot.
So if you can remember, like for you, what was the moment, right? Like what was like the final straw moment? I'm out of here.
I worked in a salon and it just got weird.
Really? Explain.
The owner, if there was an issue, instead of her verbalizing it to me, she would leave me a post-it note. Like, it was very passive-aggressive.
Yeah,
it was weird.
Yeah.
So, and then I would be in there, clients wouldn't say hi. Like, you know, I was taught growing up, you walk into a room, you speak, you say hi.
Right.
So my clients were feeling uncomfortable. So I said right then and there that the next spot I go into is going to be my own. I didn't know what that looked like, but okay. I just said it.
I like that. So you make the decision. So like what happens? Like what's next? Do you like quit that day, 2 week notice?
No, I always want to make sure I have a plan. What was the time frame? I think I had 6 months because I had signed a lease and they were in, you know, okay. 6 months. So I had 6 months to figure out what I wanted to do. But okay. also at that time, I didn't have any money. Like okay. I had no money. I just had my daughter okay. just getting back from maternity leave and I had $0. So how am I going to start a business?
Yeah, that's rough.
If I don't have any money, like yeah. I don't, and the equipment is expensive.
Right.
And the startup is expensive. So I had no money and I just kept saying like, well, it's gonna happen because this is what I want for myself. This is what I see for myself. So my aunt hooked me up with a guy that could help me write my business plan. And I started mm-hmm. crowdfunding. And from there, I knew I didn't want a storefront because it was a lot that came with that. And I didn't feel like I was ready, but I rented a chair before. So I'm like, well, how hard could it be? It's gotta be the same thing. You
right,
know, you're
right.
Entity inside of a business. So I was looking for salon suites and they didn't exist. Like that wasn't a thing here back
right.
then.
Right.
So I turned an office space into my salon.
Okay.
And that's what.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, that's what I did.
I met a guy, a friend of mine, his name's Omar. He's in Detroit. His family, and this was maybe like 8 years ago, he said it. He said, yeah, we do suites.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, and how he explained it to me, I was like, oh, that's kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, I knew that I didn't see anyone with that in Rochester.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, when you did yours, I remember that was like one of the first times like I saw it here. Now, it probably could have been here, but like someone in my network that had it. So I was like, oh, snap, yeah. Tiffany, she got one of those.
Mm-hmm.
That was fire.
Yeah. So like you said, I didn't see anybody in Rochester doing it. Suites were
yeah.
not, they were bigger in other states.
Yeah.
You know, they have huge business parks and buildings. And
mm-hmm.
I was like, well, how hard could it be? That's always my mindset. It's sure. hard, but I'm like, how hard could it be?
Right,
you know?
Right. Everything gonna be like a little hard.
Yeah.
Right? You just gotta pick your hard.
Right.
Gotcha.
Because I was broke and that was hard.
Right, right, right. Yes. So you get the office suite, right? So that's an office.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a salon.
No, it was no plumbing.
So yeah, how did you do that?
So there was no plumbing. I couldn't get plumbing. So I said, well, there has to be a portable sink out there. And I couldn't find anything. And then finally I hit, instead of doing the regular Google search, I just hit images. And this sink popped up and it looked like a full functioning sink. The only thing is that you have to fill up water.
Okay.
So I was like, again, how hard could it be? I'm gonna make it work.
Right.
So I would drop my daughter off at daycare, spend
yeah.
all day renovating and then leave. I'm covered in paint. Paint is in my hair, on my face. And I have to go teach at a beauty school. So I need to be put together, but I have paint
right.
on me. So I would teach from 5 to 10 at mm-hmm. night, get up and do it all over again until the salon was renovated.
So then when you put this, because I'm stuck on this sink.
the
so
sink.
When you got this sink here, you had to refill it with water. How often?
5 times a day.
No.
So I was doing that 5 times a day.
You had a bowl on your head. It was like the African.
I was pushing
down the hallway.
I was pushing 12 gallons of water 6 times a day.
That wasn't the move.
And I did that for 3 years.
Sheesh. Wow. That's the stuff you do when you start a business.
Yeah.
It's really crazy. Like once you get in that in your mind that like, yo, I'm not. It low key, it feels like if the thought of going back to a job really feels like going back to a plantation.
Yeah.
Like it's crazy and no shade to people with jobs. But once you get on this other side, you be just looking back like I can't go back.
Yeah, no. You have to be a certain type of personality. Like I am type B all the way. I am insane. My brain works insane. So to be put in a box, it's like putting a flower in a bottle and putting the top on. I feel
yeah.
closed in.
Yeah.
So there is no other way. I am plan A, B, C, D. Like it's me.
Okay. So what did it look like when you started to like get your rhythm, you know, being your own business owner? Like what was that day when you woke up and you're like, oh snap, I got appointments today. I got water, I got a
yeah.
sink and I can do it. Like describe that. And like, how did you just continue to move forward from there?
So up until that point in 2017, I never did hair full time. I always did hair part time.
Okay.
So I always gave it half energy because mm-hmm. I had another job to fall back on.
Okay.
And I wasn't fully focused. So when I had my daughter, it put a battery in my back to, mm-hmm. you know, have to honestly spend more time with her mm-hmm. because the job was going to say you can't do X, Y, and Z. So
right.
when I started the beauty room, that's when I'm like, okay, I'm going to go all in and mm-hmm. I have to quit my job. So I need to figure out what that looks like financially, what it looks like as far as my time. And I would say it took about 6 months. And then my clientele just took off because honestly, I brought something to Rochester. Again, no shade, mm-hmm. but I brought something to Rochester that did not exist. I do my appointments one-on-one. My clients feel like they are getting, well, they are getting all of my attention. I'm putting all that I have into your hair appointment, whether mm-hmm. it be an hour to 6 hours, it's me and you 90% of the time. And then I take my next client. There's no waiting. Mm-hmm. There is no whispers in the corner, you know, because this lady over here messing with your man. Like, my clients are getting things that they necessarily can't get anywhere else. So it took about 6 months and then, you know, my business really took off.
No, and like that bespoke treatment, you know, that really is everything. And I know for me, whenever I have opportunities to, you know, get treatment like that, it makes you feel important. It makes you mm-hmm. feel like, you know, especially now with like inflation, like everything's expensive. You know what I'm saying? Eggs cost, you know, $14,000 a dozen. So when you pay, but you feel like, you know what? I had a phenomenal experience. Mm-hmm. Like, it not only makes you want to go back, but it makes you want to tell everybody.
All right.
So we went past something. I want to go back to it. So in the midst of all of this story, mm-hmm. you became a mom.
Mm-hmm.
So like, talk to me about like the balance of being a mom and, you know, just having to do it all.
So in my life, I feel like there is no balance. Something lacks while I'm focusing on something else. I just mm-hmm. have to figure out what needs my attention more at the time. So being a mom is hard. Being a mom is very, very hard.
And that's a fact.
But I wouldn't say that I'm doing it alone. I have a huge village that helps me. Mm-hmm. My family is a huge help. They allow me to still run my business and be mm-hmm. a mom. And if I need somebody to go pick my daughter up, they're there. No questions asked. So mm-hmm. it's hard, but my family definitely makes it easier.
Right.
Because they see the bigger picture.
Right.
They didn't always, but they see it now, you know.
No, that's amazing. And I know even for me, like, you know, being in the house where we have, you know, two parents here, yo, it's still hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's still like, can we put these kids back?
Right.
Like, I feel like that maybe multiple times a week. I'm like, yo, is there a way, God? Like, can you take them back?
I was just playing.
Right.
I was just playing.
Right. What can I do? But, all right. So that's really, that's dope, though, because parenthood and being a mom, like, that's so special, you mm-hmm. know? And so to be able to have found that sweet spot for you, you know, and figuring it out, you know, that's really awesome. So, you know, what would you say, right? Like, if there's, you know, a mom listening that wants to start a business, but is thinking, I don't know if I could do this. Like what is something, what are the things that got you through building a business as a single parent?
What gets me through is realizing that I deserve better, realizing that my daughter deserves better. I always want more out of life. And just remembering where I was, mm-hmm. you know, being able to qualify for food stamps, but being too prideful to even go and go, you know, and do it.
Yeah.
And just knowing that my daughter's going to have a better future because I'm taking the steps to make it better for her. And you really can't depend. No one's coming to save you.
Right.
No one's coming to save me.
They're not coming.
Like, I wish that I could be a princess and this man is about to come save me, but mm-hmm. nobody is coming. And even if a man does come along, he's still not coming to save me. I need to save myself and have my daughter see that, like, my mommy is really that girl.
Right. Nah, so. I get it. And that's what's up. All right. So today, right, you offer services, but you also have products. So mm-hmm. how did you get into products and what does that like work product balance look like? Right. Cause you already have your clientele, but now, you have the divine. I can't talk. That's cause my lips ashy. We talked about that before the camera, but you have the Divine Collection. And so tell me about those products and tell me about, you know, how that's added to your business.
So the Divine Collection has diversified my income tremendously. Mm-hmm. It was started back in 2018. I had a couple clients that were dealing with scalp issues and hair loss. So mm-hmm. I created...
It wasn't your fault this time, was it?
No. Right. It was not my fault. Right. So I created a...
Like, I got to make this work.
Got to. There's no...
Right.
So I created the oil to test on them and okay. see what works and what wasn't working. And I found a formula that worked and it stuck. And I posted the results and it like took off from there. People wanted to buy it, but I'm like, I'm not selling it. Like, you got to come get it at right. the salon. That's right. it. So I made the decision to start with the oil, and I had the oil for about a year and a half. Mm-hmm. And then during the pandemic, I was able to grow it into styling products and shampoo and conditioner. And it's really just, it changed my life because I'm able to touch far more women in mm-hmm. other states that can't necessarily come and see me, but they could have me package up some of the stuff that I do and send it to them, and they can, you know, take care of their hair themselves at home.
That's what's up. And low key, we got listeners all over the world for this podcast. So okay. you might get some orders from, like, I don't know, like Ireland. It's a few black people over there. I'll never forget, we was in Ireland one time, and this little white kid saw me, and he looked at me, and he just glared at me. The true story. No, he looked at me, he glared, and he just went like this. He just dabbed. Yo. I'm like, yo! And then I just dabbed back, and then it was the most beautiful thing ever, because... I don't know. He probably never had anyone else he felt like he could connect with on that level. But now, that's really amazing that you have those products and you're able to really expand, you know, past Rochester and keep moving forward. So what does business look like for you in the future? Like, what are your future plans? Like, because I know as entrepreneurs, like, you know, we get here. Mm-hmm. As soon as we get here, we trying to get there.
Yeah.
So what do the next steps look like for you?
So I can't say everything, you know, but...
I mean, this is your first podcast, so you can give a little extra, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. You know, sneak peek, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
I really hope to one day have a building that houses beauty professionals, because I feel like I can't talk. 2023, everybody has branched into these suites. Mm-hmm. And... it kind of changed the dynamic. It changed the beauty industry because everybody wants to kind of hoard stuff for themselves. And I feel like if I had a building, it can kind of bring that back. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there'll still be suites, but kind of do things that brings everybody together. So that way everybody isn't so separated and yeah. just so for themselves. Like, I want to bring that back and then just offer Rochester something that doesn't exist. To the scale that I want to do it at. So mm-hmm. that's in 10 years, maybe okay. sooner, maybe yeah. sooner.
No, that's what's up. I want to go backwards again, because I be forgetting we just went through this whole global pandemic. Mm-hmm. What did you do? What did life look like for stylists during that time? Was people low key sneaking to get their hair done?
They wanted to, but I was like, no, we're not going to do that. I didn't go broke, that's for sure. Thank God. But I closed down, and honestly, I was happy. I was happy to get a break, because sometimes mm-hmm. as a stylist, you can feel chained to the chair. You mm-hmm. have to do this many clients to make this quota, to do X, Y, right. and Z, because we don't get paid PTO. You know, there's right. no time off.
You got to be there.
Right. So I was happy to get a break. I sat and I ate and gained 20 pounds.
Oh, no.
And
I think we all did.
I made wigs.
Okay.
And 2020 was a really good year financially, because everybody had money. Everybody had money and they was buying wigs.
Give me yeah. 5 wigs.
Yes. So all day I would be making wigs in my kitchen on my sewing machine. Mm-hmm. And then me and my daughter and my mom, we would drive around the city and the surrounding areas and just drop off wigs. I was like, I'm never going back to work. This is amazing.
Wig lady, you gonna hurt your back. All right, let me stop singing. Oh, do you still sing? Yo, she used to sing back in the day. Yo, she really used to go in at the church. But do you don't do that no more?
No, I don't.
Should probably
I sing
do
at
that.
Home. I sing at home.
Okay, strictly.
Maybe I'll get
singing.
On TikTok and sing a little bit.
Do it. Matter of fact, yo, that can help your business. You could be the singing stylist.
No, I'm retiring if I do that.
You could be singing. Yo, hold on. I think we just, I'm going to be the agent. We're going to work this out, all right? The singing stylist. So, all right. So, wow, this has really been a really dope conversation. Like, because I've seen you and I've watched you grow from a distance. Like, so like low key, if you're in my network and you're an entrepreneur, I stalk you. Like, okay. Like in like a hopeful way.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm sorry, I just spit all over you. But like, I want to see you win. Like, I'd be like, Rue, like, you're going to kill that. You're going. And so like, nah, it's just been really awesome to just watch your journey, you know, over the years and seeing you when, you know, you first, you know, got to the suite. Like I saw, I was like, oh snap, Tiffany, she doing her thing. Like, let's go. And in the beauty room. And then it was just like, wow, like you really doing it. So I knew like, cause I didn't know if I was going to bring the podcast back because mm-hmm. I was really focusing on Best Skills Academy, which I'm about to do a commercial for that in a second. But I was really focusing on that. And then several people were like, Dan, like, yo, we missed the show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and one of my students in Best Bet was like, yo, he literally texted me, it's been 365 days since your last show. I'm like, bro, why? Why do you know this? And so he was just like, yeah, nah, you got to make it, bro. He was like, I enjoyed it. And I was like, that hit me in my heart. I was like, you know what? I got to do it. So, all right, commercial real quick. If you have a young person or you are a young adult and you're trying to figure out how to get to this bag, how to make money, and really just develop what I call high-value social skills, download the Best Skills Academy app. There is a student sneak peek in there. Parents, there's also a section for you guys. You can learn more about the course and the coaching. It is transformational. It is life-changing. There are a ton of testimonies in the app. But that's my commercial on my own show. That's fire, right? I could just do that. But all right, so as we get ready to wrap up, right? What would you say, right? If you could give three pieces of advice to anybody that's getting ready to get into the same field that you're in, they're gonna start a business, you know, in the hair space or hair care space. What are three things that you would tell them are kind of just nuggets that'll help them, you know, go further faster?
I would say always be grateful. No matter what season you're in, there was a season that was worse than your current one.
That's
because there's times where it is exhausting. You don't want to get up. You don't want to do much of anything. But what you're doing right now is going to take you to that next step. Be grateful for the journey that you're on. And being dedicated to your future, seeing, visualizing, knowing what you want, being clear on your goals and your dreams, because most days I'm not motivated. So just being dedicated to, mm-hmm. okay, I said I was going to do this, 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 and this, writing it down, making a clear plan. Okay, I need to stick to this.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say definitely having those things and having that mindset. Mindset is huge, you know,
yeah.
And knowing why you want to do something, and money can't be the reason, because there's no money in the beginning.
No money?
There is none.
Zero?
None.
Not even a little bit?
My first check was $118.
Man.
But I'm grateful for it.
Right.
I'm grateful for it.
Right, right. So like for you, right, just shifting gears a little bit, right? Because we talk about being grateful. We're talking about the journey. What are the things? Let's talk about things. What are the things that you aspire to have, whether it be unlimited vacation, whether it be a certain car, you want to own a plane one day? Like, what are the things that motivate you?
Having more time to myself. I know that's not a thing, but honestly.
Nah, that's a thing.
I don't have a lot of that. So just building a life. You know what? Cause that's one thing that I didn't ask God for. I asked him to bless me with an abundant life and clientele and all of mm-hmm. these other things. But I didn't say not an easy life, but just something more peaceful. My life is very chaotic. There's a lot of moving parts. So
sure.
The next phase in my life, I want more time to myself. So that's what I'm doing. I'm creating more financial freedom for myself so that way I can have passive income instead right. of trading time for money, because it's exhausting.
Nah, that's a fact. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I want to have a big house.
I like that. I like big houses are what's up. So any books out there, like what's do you read? Like
mm-hmm.
what's a book that you would recommend to the audience?
I would say Start with the Secret, because
okay.
it helped me change my mindset. The book and the movie on Netflix definitely helped me change my mindset.
Okay.
And you know, reprogram my paradigm so that way I'm like, okay, I'm prepared for what's about to come. Because if you're not, just like if you win the lottery, if you're not prepared and you don't know what to do with this money,
you're going to be broke.
You're going to squander it.
Absolutely.
You're going to fumble it.
100%.
So 100%. The secret, Rich Dad, Poor Dad is good.
Oh, that's fire. That's a favorite over here.
I just got a new book over the summer. I haven't started it yet. I think it's called Times 10. I believe.
10X. Grant Cardone?
Yes.
I got that. I got the hard copy and the audio.
Yes, I have the hard copy. So I would say I'm about to start reading that. But just the synopsis of it, I'm like, okay, I can't wait till I get time to read this because it's important.
If you don't yet, you should tap into audiobooks.
I haven't.
Audiobooks are fire. And if you get one that's read by the author, like it low-key feel like you're just sitting down talking
right.
with them. Like, oh, word? So that's what happened?
Yeah. Maybe I'll do that.
Yeah. Nah, that's definitely fire. Well, your first podcast.
It's over. I did it.
How'd you feel? How you feel like you did?
I feel good. I feel like I try to answer the questions and I talk in circles. So I feel like I did good.
I mean, that's what we do here. So now it's on to the next one. See, now you got to hit the podcast circuit. That's what's going to get your business right. Because I'm telling you, like, you got to find people with podcasts. Because if you think about it, right, a podcast audience is people that trust the podcast.
Right.
So if you get to talk to people that trust who show you're on for like an hour, like, yo, that's a really, then they feel, oh, I know Tiffany.
Yeah. Right.
They're much easier for them to spend money with you when they feel like they know you. Like, they know your journey. They know about, you know, you burning people's hair up. Like, y'all like cousins now. I'm not going to let you forget that. Like, that's going to be the thing. Like, I'm going to just hide the back of my head whenever I see you.
I could never forget it. Like, it's crazy that I did that.
Wow. Yo, yeah, I just regrew my hair out. I got a little bit of hang time, so we can't let you touch. Never stop. Nah, she's a professional. She's great. She's fantastic. The Beauty Room, if you're in Rochester, make sure you visit it. If you are outside of Rochester, she has the Divine Collection. And then also her social media, you got to make sure that you follow her. She is on IG, Beauty Room_Rock. And then on TikTok, it is @Tiffany with an I, Divine. So make sure you follow her, you hit her up on those platforms and support, because it's crazy out here right now with just everything with inflation and all of that stuff. But more than anything, like I've been following her on social media for years, and I always see the testimonials. Her clients are always happy. She's not burning people's hair up anymore. Like, she really is doing her thing. And that's why I wanted to have her on the show, because I've seen her growth. I've seen her just build something that is truly, truly amazing. So congrats to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So that's been our episode for today. Make sure that you like, follow, subscribe, all of that good stuff. At The Hustle Bone on Instagram, on TikTok, and then on YouTube as well, The Hustle Bone. You can listen on Apple, Spotify, and a whole bunch of other podcast platforms that I'm not going to mention. But until the next show, we will talk to you soon. Keep hustling. Peace.
Thank you for listening to the Hustle Bone Podcast. And until next time, we'll see you soon. And don't forget, subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. And if you want to watch the show, you can see it on the Hustle Bone YouTube channel. And last but not least, if you really love the show, make sure to share the podcast with a friend. Until next time, hustle on. We'll see you soon. Peace.